Welcome to Sensibly Cynical. My name is Sean, and with me again today is my co-host Frank Jack. How you doing today, Frank?
I'm doing great. It's your boy Frankie Jack.
All right, we're gonna talk about astrology. You're so excited for this episode, right, Frank?
I love astrology.
All right. First off, you can start.
What do you think about this astrology? What's your basis for it? Is there any scientific anything behind it?
Well, astrology is basically the idea that the influences of the stars and the planets on human affairs, Frank. There is legit influences and correlation based on by their positions and aspects. You don't believe in it?
So basically what it is a god orgy.
No.
Sounds like a god orgy to me.
No. It's just
celestial beings and their movements.
Yeah, exactly. Like I'm a Capricorn. So, you know, it's all about wind.
Orgies.
Right? No. Orgies. What's yours?
I'm Aquarius.
Okay.
I don't like it.
Why don't you like it?
It tells me I'm a bitch.
Mine, Frank, has to do with the earth. You know, I'm a Capricorn and, you know, the other ones I think are Taurus and Aries. It's like a legit thing, Frank. I feel like
mine tells
astrology because do you want me to tell you a little backstory on why I think that, why I'm going to lean on astrology more? Do you want to hear the story?
Is that your new idea of dating?
No, it's going to be
like a precursor for when you date girls. Like, you're this side? I can't chill with you.
Exactly. Because every person that I've come across with the sign Scorpio, I've taken away basically that they're a bitch. Every single one. I mean, that can't just be happenstance, Frank. There has to be some sort of,
Sean, I'm going to tell you the secret to the world. All girls are bitches, not just Capricorns.
No, it's not even about that. But I'm just saying that's just one thing. That now I'm gonna start leaning on astrology. I mean, the bottom line is that that's going to be a requirement now. It's not going to be what's your Facebook and, you know, what's your Twitter. It's going to be, my first question is going to be, when were you born? What was your birthday? I know that's basically, there's two rules. There's like two major rules when it comes to dating. Don't ask a girl their birthday, how old they are. And just don't be a creeper. I know two basic rules, man.
Have you mastered either of those yet?
Unfortunately, I plead the fifth on that too. That's like my favorite comeback of this podcast.
So the thing I don't understand about this whole astrology thing is I see people, they never met each other, they don't know anything about each other, and they don't like each other. They already know, you're like, hey, we can't be friends because I don't get along with your sign.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you mean you don't get along with their sign? So you can't be friends with someone because their sign and your
right,
sign
don't
get along?
Right, because you never know. Because
you already just write them off right away.
Other people with the same sign that they've experienced or heard experiences that turned out bad for them.
That's called prejudice.
I mean, no.
That's exactly
what it is. It's called being aware of who you're with because...
And they call that prejudice.
Okay.
So anyway... Yeah, so these people know nothing about each other, you know, nothing mm-hmm. about except for when they're born and their sign. All of a sudden, they write them off because, oh, my sign doesn't get along with you. You guys bring negative energy. Like, negative energy. Negative energy. I call it a mental disorder.
Mm-hmm. Well, Capricorn says, I have a stubbornness and a tendency to cross other people's boundaries. You know, I need respect. I feel like that's true. You know, Capricorns need respect, and I feel like a lot of the characteristics of Capricorn fall in line with me.
Okay, well,
so you don't believe in
if you like to cross other people's boundaries? Can you back up a little bit? I'm getting a little nervous.
About what?
You said you like to cross people's boundaries, and I don't know if I would cross any boundaries.
Not literally.
But anyway, about Aquarius. Aquarius, you know, it says...
I just know what I want.
Aquarius says, I do a lot of things for other people, and I have no emotions.
Okay, well...
I think I have a decent amount of emotions.
Yeah, right.
Hate and happy.
No, you're just, you know... I feel like most of your thoughts should be cynical at the very end. Because that's what you are. Hell, you're the one that named the podcast. You know?
I'm not a cynical person. I'm a very positive person.
Okay, well, whatever you say, Frank. Whatever you say. You know, but the fact of the matter is I'm seeing here that the two best matches for Capricorn are a Taurus and a Virgo. So that's all I'm going to do, Frank. That's my new theory, is basically ask every girl if they're a Taurus or a Virgo, if you're not a Taurus or a Virgo, say la vie. That's it, and we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I mean, it's gotten to the point now.
It's gotten to the point now
where every time I talk to, like, my mom or, you know, some significant other, it's like, well, where's the girlfriend? It's like, oh, well, she, you know, I'm busy, and my usual response. So I feel like instead of spending money on eHarmony.
So this is the Hail Mary.
Match, this is going to be my...
Your new thing is the Hail Mary.
Well...
I got a question.
It's going to be based on astrology, you know.
I got a question.
Based on movements and, you know, correlation, I mean.
So you said you don't want to be around people who's
Scorpio, really.
Astrology signs clash with your astrology signs, right. Correct? So what happens if you really met a girl but her sign was off?
It's gotten to the point now where Scorpio is an automatic disqualifier. I've had so bad luck with them. The other ones, you know.
Do you have any family members born in October?
No.
Okay.
Me and Derek are with Capricorns, I'm pretty sure. He's a Capricorn.
So that makes sense. In October, and you completely wrote them off. It's gonna make some weird holidays.
No one born in that. We're either January or February, and we're, you know, my oldest brother's in September, so we're okay.
You know what? I'm happy to admit that our signs, Aquarius and Capricorn, according to this, would have awful sex. The Lord. And just in case you were getting any weird ideas, you stick up.
I know, I'm straight, 100%.
I believe you.
Well, that's good.
Oh, you're getting in my personal space again.
No, I'm not getting in your personal space.
Yeah, that's what you said, crossing boundaries.
No.
Capricorn.
It means theoretically. And I don't agree with that part. But that's
it also said that if we have intellectual conversations, they'd be very painful to watch.
Well, also probably also painful to hear. For the people that are actually listening to us.
Hey, man.
You know, even though we're only 8 minutes in.
Hey, man, listen.
But, no. But I feel like when I actually find out what month that this girl, that theoretically the girl is born in, I check it out. I won't lie. I will check out the pros and cons and write down the negatives of her sign. I don't see anything wrong with that. You know, there's the earth, wind, stars, and, you know, the theory that your life is affected by natural surroundings. I don't see anything wrong with that, as using that as a tool. Because some people have gotten success out of astrology. Why do you think people check out their sign every day in new sayings, Frank?
Because they're crazy, Sean.
No. It's not the case at all. It's because they're smart. And they know the success it can have on your psyche, and you know which kind of people that you want to be around. Like on their traits. Like, you know, automatically this person has this. you know going into a scenario what to look out for. Cause you can use it as a way to proceed with caution.
Did you see that the actual astrology? Did you know that the actual astrology is actually the American version? It was made, I think, in the 50s or 70s. There was actually.
You just say 50 or 70s. What about the 60s?
In that time frame, it's not really important.
Okay, so the time frame. That was a good one, Frank. So that's a whole 20. That's a whole 20 years.
Somewhere in there.
Okay.
So anyway.
Well, I'll let you slide.
So anyway, there was an original. The original actually. The original had an actual Aquarius. It actually had a 13th sign, the original Babylonian sign.
Which I'm sure you 100% believe in all that stuff, right? Every single story.
Absolutely. My sign's from Jupiter. That sounds about right. And the signs are. The stars all line up, and on the day I'm born, that turns my personality and makes me capable with other people with those signs and those personalities. That sounds logical.
You seem really, really excited about this, about this subject we're talking about today. I know what thought you're going to have at the end of the episode, right, Frank?
Yeah, I'm glad I learned so much about astrology.
Yeah, well,
I'm going to go join a hippie combine.
So you don't agree with my train of thought. I mean, I've been single for like 2 years, so I'm grasping at straws, and I feel like this is a legit avenue I should explore.
I think it's a midlife crisis.
No, I'm only 30.
I think it's a midlife crisis.
Oh, well, what's that say about your opinion of me, Frank? I mean, the fact of the matter is, I'm already shown three. I was thinking about that today. I was talking to my brother. I told my brother that I was shown three in your phone, and I'm curious on what task I have to do to be shown one or two. I mean, we could make this a thing for the podcast. Is there a certain task that you want me to complete to be Sean 2 or 1?
Yeah, we can go through.
And what's the variety of difficulty? I mean, if people want to, I'll plug our email address here, Frank. I know you're excited about our email address, right?
Absolutely.
You can email us at sensiblycynicalpodcast@gmail.com. And if you want to send us a question or a thought, we would really appreciate it.
Of the things that I'll make Sean do to earn my respect.
Yeah, because whatever you email, I will do to an extent.
I'm not gonna give you any examples, but if anyone emails me anything about him wearing a dress and greeting people at a bus stop, I mean, by all means.
To an extent, please email us with suggestions. And within reason, I will post a video, Frank, for this scenario, I will create our very own YouTube channel and post it on our channel for people to see. I'm serious. But that's only if I get like legit emails. I mean, no bogus stuff, nothing that I really, I mean, something like a food challenge or whatever, So what do you think about that idea? I want to prove to you that I should be Sean, at least Sean 2.
No? As sad as this all sounds,
I want to be the original Sean. Sean 3 crap. I mean, this has got to end. Even if I knew another Frank, I wouldn't put Frank 2. I'd put Frank S or yeah. Frank Jack.
Yeah, but you're not in my phone as Sean 3 anymore.
Well, no. It doesn't matter that you changed it to some random dude. That's literally what it says, people. Some random dude. That's even worse. But the fact that
you didn't like Sean 3, so I changed it.
No,
now you're even angrier.
No, it doesn't matter. I saw it. It already happened. I was already shown three, and you already, I already registered that in my mind that that's where I'm at. Like, that's where I'm at in your, that's where our friendship stands, is that I've been delegated Sean 3. Doesn't matter that you changed it. The fact of the matter is, I was Sean 3, and that's unacceptable. So, we will take suggestions, right, Frank?
Sure.
We will take suggestions on email suggestions, and I will, you know, I will do whatever, I'll do what, you know, one of the suggestions, and I just want to prove to you that I should be the original Sean.
Well, we can't go back in time, but if I can end with my sensible thought right here.
But who's the original Sean? Who's Sean in your phone?
I'm an old boss of mine.
How is he above me? Like, you even know where he is? And is he even good enough that you put on references? I mean, it's a little ridiculous. And who's Sean 2?
I don't even think there's a Sean 2.
So why do you even have me as Sean 3?
Because I knew there was another Sean in my phone. I just think it spelled it differently.
Well, this whole thing. Let's get back on astrology, you know? So,
I think we should right here, we should go to Sensible Thoughts. And my sensible thought is that Sean doing weird things in public and posting them on YouTube is good for America and the world.
So what you're saying is you think people should email us? Is that what you're saying, Frank?
And I think you should post them on YouTube, the things that you do.
But that's only if we get emails.
Only if we get emails.
We've yet to pop our email cherry.
That is a weird way to put it.
You know?
It is I want you to
pop our cherry.
Okay. I just want to say for someone that this whole popping cherry thing's making
me. I'm desperate for an email.
This whole popping cherry thing. Nice. I want you to know that according to this astrology thing, me and you would have horrible sex, and then we should stop talking about popping cherries.
No, it would be nice to have proof that we actually have listeners for this podcast. You know. It'd be nice. I think an email would be good proof, and that leads to my sensible thought. You know, the whole thing is I really believe in astrology. I was a doubter at first too, Frank, but the more I've looked at potentials, like what people say, what websites say should be a good match with Capricorn, I've came to be true. I mean, I'm determined, I'm you know, I'm persistent, and you know, the signs that support that are the ones that I will aim for. I mean, I'm literally gonna go on there. And all the ones that clash with it, I'm gonna once I find out her sign, I'm gonna deduct the ones that rival it. Period.
So you're gonna have a whole scoring system.
The Scorpio one is done. Like if you're a Scorpio, I'm not even gonna talk to you.
Not even socially.
No, not even with friends. I'm serious. Any Scorpio, like my friend Chuck, we don't talk no more. He's Scorpio. That shit. He's kind of a, we found out he's not going to listen the same way. But he's kind of an ass. But he won't listen the same way. I mean, we're cool. I'm cordial with him, but he deleted me off Facebook.
Oh, that asshole.
So,
how did you ever get on with your life?
Because he deleted me off Facebook. You know, and one of my ex-girlfriends was Scorpio. I know how that ended. And, almost every person, and not even Scorpio, anyone that was born in October. October and me don't get along. So, let me finish my sensible thought. And also, to close the show, I think it would be very sensible for you to email us again at sensiblycynicalpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. Well,
before we end, I just want to say what I have learned in this podcast is I think Sean's very close to joining a hippie combine. Thank you, and you have a great day.